Previously, we continue in concluding our series of shiurim on Birchas Erusin. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas in Eved Ezra Simla Medalit Seftalit teaches us Birchas Erusin Tzricha Asar L'chatchila. L'chatchila, we should have 10 people at the when a Birchas Erusin is recited. Actually, this is a machloikus of Rav Acha Goin and Rav Shmuel Hanogid. Rav Acha Goin says that Birchas Erusin, just like Sheva Brachas, require a minyan. However, Rav Shmuel Hanogid says that it doesn't require a minig, because the Gemara that speaks about requiring a minyan is only by the bircha of the Birchas Chasanim, the Birchas of the Sheva Brachas, not by the Birchas Erevin. Actually, as we keep on repeating in our shiur, this machloikus is connected to the machloikus of the Rambam and Rosh. According to the Rambam, who holds that Birchas Erusin is a Birchas HaMitzvus, so Birchas HaMitzvus never requires a minyan. However, according to the Rosh, that the Rosh says that the Birchas Erusin is a Birchas HaShvach, so Birchas HaShvach is only appropriate that it should be in front of 10 people. And the Rosh goes on to say that the Gemara teaches us that how do we know that we're supposed to have a minyan? Because Bayis gathered together 10 people. So, Bayis had Birchas Erusin. So it seems that the Birchas Erusin also requires a minyan. And even according to the other opinion that we learn in our Gemara, that the way we know that a minyan is required is because Makelis Baruchos Hashem, and the Gemara says that anything that involved Iskei Makar, that anything that has to do with marriage, requires a minyan. The Birchas Erusin is a very vital step in a Jewish marriage. And therefore, the halacha would be that a Birchas Erusin also requires a minyan. The Shulchan Aruch, as we just said, paskins that l'chatchila, a Birchas Erusin should have a minyan. The question is, that I saw Rav Shmuel Rizovsky asks, that if according to the Rosh, the Birchas Erusin is a Birchas HaShvach, and therefore we explain that the Rosh therefore holds that for Erusin, for the Birchas Erusin, we have to have a minyan, why is the Shulchan Aruch saying that this is only a halacha l'chatchila? The Shulchan Aruch should say that even the Di'eved, you have to have a minyan. So Rav Shmuel Rizovsky says that since we see that the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the opinion of the Rambam, why? Because as we've learned in a previous year, it is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch that the Birchas Erusin is made before the actual Erusin, and we explained that that is the opinion of the Rambam. We explained there was a machlokes of the Rambam and Ravid. When should the Birchas Erusin and the Kedushin be done? The Rambam clearly holds that first the Kedushin, first the Bracha, and then the actual act of Kedushin. The Ravid disagrees. And we explain that the reason the Rambam holds that the Bracha is recited before the act of Kedushin is because the Rambam holds that it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. So it's clear that the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam, and if it's a Birchas HaMitzvus, we just said it doesn't have to have a minyan. But still, the Shulchan Aruch says l'chatchila we should have a minyan, because as we've explained, the Shulchan Aruch certainly also agrees that b'di'eved l'chatchila we should try to fulfill the opinion of the Rosh as well. And if we try to fulfill the Rosh's opinion, which is a Birchas HaShvach, we should have a minyan. The Paiskim say that we don't have to have a minyan, a raya, that we don't have to have a minyan, because there are gemaras that seem to indicate that a shulchan aruch, that the erusin could be done even privately. Now, if the erusin requires a bracha and you have to have a minyan, how could the gemara ever suggest that the erusin was done b'tzina? And therefore, most paiskim, it's the opinion of the, it's clearly as we see in the Shulchan Aruch, and so too does the Aruch HaShulchan say, and other paiskim say that the halacha is that b'di'evid, if you did the erusin, you make birchas erusin without a minyan, it's acceptable. However, I did see that there are, that the Sefer Oitzra Poiskim wants to say that when our, when the Shulchan Aruch says that you have to have a minyan, birchas erusin tzrich asar lechatchila, what the Shulchan Aruch means to say is that the erusin can be performed without a minyan, because erusin is like any davar she'be'erva, and the halacha is ein davar she'be'erva pachas mishnayim. You have to have two eidim. So what the Shulchan Aruch means to say is as follows, that if you're going to have a situation where you're going to have a couple getting married and you don't have a minyan, what the Shulchan Aruch means to say is, make the wedding, you can have an erusin without a minyan, but don't say the birchas erusin. Because, especially according to the Rosh, that's the birchas shvach, and moreover, as we quoted earlier in the shir, the Gemara is clear, there's no disagreement that regarding the Sheva Brachas, you have to have two, you have to have a minyan, as we just said from the Raya from the Makelis Baruch Hashem and from Boyas. So, as they claim, those Rayas aren't limited to the Birchas Erison, but those Rayas also refer to the Birchas. Those aren't only to the Sheva Brachas, they refer to the Birchas Erison as well. So just like by the Sheva Brachas, there is no question that you could only make Sheva Brachas if you have a minyan. So too, you could only make Birchas Erison if you have a minyan. But even if you don't have a minyan, so you don't make the Birchas Erison, but you could still have a, you could have a valid Erison. Moreover, we have to remember that we're learning, and the Erison has to have a minyan, certainly l'chatchila, the way we just learned, even b'di'evid, but clearly we have to remember that there have to be two people who are not relatives, because Edim may not be relatives of the chassan and kala. There's another question, and that is, do we have to stand when the birchas erusin is made? And that too, it seems to be connected to the question of what is the birchas erusin. If birchas erusin is a birchas hamitzvus, so by birchas hamitzvus, unless otherwise stated, you don't have to stand. So you wouldn't have to stand for the birchas erusin either. But if, as the Rosh keeps on teaching us, that the Birchas Erusin is a Birchas HaShvach, when we make the Birchas HaShvach, it would be appropriate that we should stand. So why is the minig that people don't stand by the Birchas Erusin, if particularly we hold it to Birchas HaShvach? Because, Paiskim say, since we know that people sit by the Birchas HaSheva Brachas, so we don't treat the brachas erusin different than the bracha of sheva brachas. However, that really is not a very compelling argument, because as we know, the brachas sheva brachas
although they're said under the chuppah, the bracha of the Sheva brachas are also said, the bracha of the Sheva brachas are also said as part of the Birchas HaMazon. And by Birchas HaMazon, the halacha is that one has to sit. So once we're sitting for the Birchas HaMazon, it's only appropriate and makes sense that we continue sitting for the bracha of Sheva brachas. However, when we speak about the bracha of Erisin, which is not connected to Birchas HaMazon, that argument doesn't seem to hold. So it seems that there would be a strong argument that everybody should stand, especially according to the Rosh, by the Birchas Erisin when we're being Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And indeed, as we discussed in our first year, the bracha of the Birchas Erisin concludes Mekadesh, Mekadesh Ama Yisrael, we said as our minig, Mekadesh Yisrael Yidei Chupa V'Kedushin. And we discussed how come we mentioned the chuppah before the kiddushin. We know that the kiddushin is the erisin, the chuppah is the nesuin, and the erisin precede the nesuin. So, I saw from the Sefer Gilyonei HaShas that the kiddusha of Klal Yisrael is much more evident through the chuppah. Kiddushin, erisin, which means marriage, apply by Akum as well. This concept of chuppah only apply by Klal Yisrael. And as we've been learning, the Birchas Erisin is, according to many Rishonim, not just the Birchas HaMitzvahs, it's a Birchas HaShvach. It's an opportunity for us to recognize and articulate the special relationship we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats us, Klal Yisrael, differently. That's part of the Shvach. And that's why we say Ayidei Chuppah. The Chuppah, which is unique and special to Klal Yisrael, is mentioned before the Kedushin, because that is the whole bracha that we're trying to say to Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how He treats us and how He establishes Jewish families.